We're here with Lewis Garcia of Safeguard. Lewis, as always, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Adam.
In regards to products, specifically GAP, there are a number of benefits to GAP. What would be a wrong way for an F&I manager to present the benefits, and what would be the best way to do it?
Adam, the number one mistake that I see F&I managers make is the customer shows interest in the product. For instance, GAP. Tell me a little bit more about GAP. And what the F&I manager does is they unload their gun. So they shoot all their ammunition. They tell them everything they know about GAP. Then they ask a selling question. So do you want to go ahead and buy it? It's only $8 a month. The customer says no, and then they don't have anything else to say. It's kind of an awkward situation with the F&I manager and the customer, because when they say no, the F&I manager hits the stop button, rewinds, and says the same thing over again. What we like to train here at Safeguard is be the mama bird. Feed the customer a tidbit of information, ask for the sale. Feed the a customer a tidbit of information, ask for the sale. That way that you have more than one opportunity. So if they say no, you say, hey, I understand. There is one other thing about GAP I really wanted to tell you. Is it okay if I tell you now? Sure. They tell them that next piece, ask for the sale again. It's really uncomfortable when they use all their ammunition at once. They sit there, they both look at it, the customer says no, the F&I manager's kind of in an awkward position, and a lot of times their next move is to start cutting price. If they would have tried that approach, tidbit by tidbit, I think that they'll be a lot more successful with the sale of any ancillary product.